The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Trending.
TikTok is planning on launching a photo and text-based media app, social media app, and it would basically be like their version of Instagram. So I guess the word is that it'll be coming soon, and an option to opt out of the cross-platform sharing will be available. Kind of like, you remember how Facebook or Instagram, they have threads? And it was sort of like a target going for Twitter or X. This is sort of them doing the same TikTok saying, okay, fine, we've heard you. We don't have to just be reels. We can also do this other. So I'm curious what that will do as far as, you know, with the banning type of stuff.
Of TikTok, right?
The banning of the TikToks?
The banning of the TikToks. If this is their way of like still having a finger hold. But that's the word on the street. They're coming for you. Coming soon, Instagram. The Masters have been delayed.
Yeah, Bad weather.
Oh, really? Okay, that sucks.
So they didn't tee off this morning. They're going to tee off about 9:30 our time at the earliest.
We're hoping this is good for Tiger Woods because Tiger, because you know he doesn't play very often, he was going to start late in the afternoon. And so, you know, that what they're hoping today is all the good guys, you know, that start early morning, they would get to play before it would be delayed.
Okay.
And that's not good for Tiger because that cuts his thing over 2 days.
Okay.
And if it's cold and rainy, it's hard on his bones. You know, he's all injured and stuff. Like, we want Tiger to get a – let's get rid of the weather.
We want the best, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And get a great day of golf.
I didn't – I guess I didn't realize his last injury, why he pulled out of the last year, because he had an ankle issue and he had to get his ankle fused. I was like, holy smokes.
Good God. He's like a walking bionic man. Seriously, like how many
parts? You're the only person I know who says, holy smokes.
That's because I like that word, Jeff.
Holy smokes.
You don't really say it like that.
Dang.
It's
Molly goes, darn.
No, that's you.
It's a little juicy.
Uh-huh. Is it juicy?
Holy smokes.
Holy smokes. Holy smokes.
He fused his ankle. Think how much that hurts when it rains. You're going to start feeling that in your neck.
I know I am. I know. Holy smokes.
We can ask you if a storm's coming.
A storm?
Well, yeah. I can feel it in my neck.
They were showing clips of the last time Tiger won the Masters in 2019. That was the surprise. Remember, that was before the car accident, but that was him coming back from, remember, he was the pariah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had all the back surgeries, and they never thought he was going to make it back. But in 2019, how many people were rooting for him that did this montage? Tom Brady, all these famous celebrities that admitted they were crying while they were watching.
Yeah.
There were people during the Masters that, I think this is breaking the rules, that were playing in the tournament with him while he was winning that were like, I stopped playing. I was watching on my caddy's phone.
Oh, weird.
Guys during the Masters that year were watching him. And they were crying, like, I'm not crying, you're crying. It was such a release when he won that Masters. Like, he's so important to so many people.
Mm-hmm. Well, shoot.
I think you got to play the game of golf to really appreciate Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
I don't even know if you have, because I don't play golf, but I appreciate just the fact, I mean, you watch him and he just makes it look
when,
so
when his son
easy.
Played not long ago, I think it might have been earlier
Charlie?
Last year. Yeah, he was injured. His ankle was injured, and he said, now I understand. And he golfed. He went on, and he said, now I understand what my father goes through because that was just so difficult to keep going. And
he's
I was
young
like,
to be
holy
injured.
Smokes.
Holy smokes. And I was all like, holy smokes.
Needs to be juicier, Jeff.
Holy smokes.
I'm running out of saliva.
I am too.
Take a sip. Eclipse Mania. So on Monday, we had the, you know, solar eclipse, a lot of people looking up at the skies, apparently quite a few because the internet kind of got a little quiet. How crazy is this? People put down their devices and there was a significant dip in online traffic.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
40 to 60% during the eclipse. I mean, it's when you look at the map, it's really big on the, you know, on the totality deal, you know, but it is like kind of anywhere near that pathway, everybody sort of took a moment and got offline and looked at the real world.
Isn't that funny? It took an eclipse like that to get people to get off their phones.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I figure most people were filming it, you know.
Well, I'm sure they were still filming it. I think what they're saying is that people just went on TikTok and Facebook and all that other stuff, I think.
I don't know how you would be able to film it unless you had like a special rig or like you were just filming around you.
I've seen people do it. People did it anyway.
Yeah, they did it anyway.
They just didn't know it was bad for it.
Mm-hmm.
We all did it. I uploaded that clip of the last one. We're all filming it.
Yeah.
The one in 2017.
Yep, everyone had a photo of it.
It's just wild to see the different places from all over, you know, where the totality, how different it is when you are really in the full totality, you know.
We need to come up with more eclipse moments, right, that gets everybody outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the next one, I mean, the crazy moment is that, what is that, this cicada thing that's
coming out? Cicada.
That's coming out. I mean,
Geddon.
That
is going to be a mess.
That's going to get people to go outside?
I guess. I don't know. It's like
how could you? You kind of have to.
I don't want to go outside. One of those things flying around. Gross.
They're so gross, but they're so loud. I don't know how you're going to like get around not
plugging your ears and screaming like a crazy woman.
I don't know. I think it's kind of a nice memory. It's
nature.
Summer.
Yeah. But yeah, that's good news.
The decibel level down. I think is going to be kind of crazy. Scrabble is going to be rolling out a new version. Apparently,
haven't they gotten beaten by Wordle? Like, is Scrabble still legit?
I think they're making it easier.
They're making it easier.
Yeah, they're trying to get relevant again. But
yes,
I'm saying I think they've kind of gotten beat up by, you know, a lot of the other word games.
Scrabble.
We had Bananagrams, which is like freeform Scrabble for kids. There's no points. It's just like you keep spelling words and you make your own little thing.
It's called Bananagrams?
Bananagrams. Yeah, okay. It's really cute. So you get X amount of tiles and you start spelling words. And it's like whoever runs out of their tiles first is the winner.
Tiles. What's that? All right. So I asked Molly about it. What her husband plays. What is that again? Because you got me hooked.
Oh, Mahjong?
Mahjong. I'm like, I'm going to just take some time and try it out. I just wanted to see. And good Lord, man, I can see why he gets hooked. Next thing you know, you're just doing it over and over. That's why when you said tiles, I thought of tiles.
Oh, yes, because you got to flip the tiles for that.
Yeah.
I'm bummed about this. Scrabble, no more scoring version. You're like, well, what's the point? I mean, basically, you're just playing Bananagrams at this point, like where it's like for it's
so
you,
there's
Scrabble
no
together.
Winning then, right? There's no winning. It's just
there are helper
family.
Cards. People can play on teams. I'm like, no, we play Scrabble in the Kavanaugh. Like the Kavanaughs play Scrabble.
Your
it's
family?
Cutthroat. Yeah, I mean it is definitely like I don't think that's a word. And like,
well, that's the old age old battle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we using? Right? What's the Bible? Is it the Webster's Dictionary?
Scrabble has its own...
its own words? Own dictionary?
There are, like, words that, like, are not... Yeah, but, I mean, it
not
depends.
Allowed.
It should be a word in common usage. That's why it's kind of the Wild Wild West.
Okay.
It shouldn't go to the kind of the group of people in the room. If everybody agrees it's a word, it's a word. If they don't, go to the jury.
But they're playing against each other, so I'm sure...
Yeah, I mean, there's a dictionary that's developed.
You're the only family I know that plays Scrabble, so, yeah, I've never...
Oh,
yeah.
It is, I mean, you want to talk about, like, between Scrabble and Risk, it's like, there are certain family members that you just don't want to play with.
Has there ever been a fist fight over it?
Flip the board?
Yes.
Well, you have to flip the board at Risk because it takes too long.
That's how you end it. Moving on.
There was a whole color that we had wrapped up once, I think it was green. Whoever ended up, like, in Risk, whoever chose green always ended up going absolutely bananas and totally trying to take over the world. And
I think
Risk.
It was whoever got Russia usually won.
Yeah,
you
there
got
was
all
like
the pieces,
the foothills. So at that point, we had the green container all taped up, and we wouldn't let anybody play with green.
Okay. Locking it down.
Supposedly right. The Barbie people are looking at making Monopoly a movie.
They are making Monopoly a movie.
The Barbie
and Margot
effect.
Robbie, her production company, is the one that's going to
really?
Do it.
Yeah. Is it going to be good? Is that going to be good?
Mm-hmm. Well, they said the same thing about Barbie.
So, right. It's going to be a hit.
I do wonder what
okay.
it
will. Big Party Show! All right, 938-9400. Hey, do us a favor. Hit up the app real quick and leave us a message on the open mic button. I want to see if that thing's still working. App, it's Channel 94. I want you to have it. So hit us up and tell us how lovely Molly is. All right, so we were talking about mold, right? Uh-huh. Moldy food. What do you guys do with lettuce? How far does that get in your house? I just threw
like
a bunch away.
You put a bag of lettuce, store-bought.
Yeah,
the moment it goes in your fridge, it's slimy. Yeah. It needs to be thrown out.
I know.
I can't seem to figure out that method because...
I made tacos last night, so I went to the okay. grocery store after golfing, and I grabbed a bag, I never want to buy this, of the pre-chopped crispy.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
put it in
stuff.
The tacos, mm-hmm. and I got it home, and I threw it in the fridge to keep it cold, made the tacos, put the lettuce on... Ate the tacos, put the bag back in the fridge, opened the fridge later, and it already looked like it was spoiled.
You're like, nope.
Explain that one to me because I did the same thing with the Sweet Wylene. I just bought that bag, and then, 2 days later, it's already bad. And it has an expiration date of like 5-6 days.
So it doesn't, yeah.
It must be something about it being pre-cut or...
Yeah, there is something. Hey. I mean, once you break down once you start chopping it, it releases the water. It doesn't, you're cutting into the cells in it, and so it just goes down fast.
Throw it away. Food waste in a landfill is one of the worst carbons that we're releasing. Let's say you want
to
get even pseudo green.
Composting.
That food waste that's rotting. And so, and also that bag of pre-chopped, obviously, you're paying for convenience. It's kind of expensive. You can get a head of lettuce for like 99 cents.
I know.
You can usually get a bag of the pre-chopped stuff for a dollar.
Or a shop.
Not where I shop.
Oh, yeah.
No, not anymore.
It's like maybe it's like a buck, maybe it's a buck 50, but I'm like, the way they chop it, it's like so much better than how I...
It must be cheaper, or maybe it's been a while, because the last time I looked, because I just had to go rebuy, it was like $3.50 or more for a bag.
Oh, wow.
It was
close to $5.
Yeah. So I get the plastic container now. That's like $6. But yeah, it's not cheap. That's for sure. It just goes so fast.
The same logic, though, of why, how dumb I should think with the wallet, that 99-cent head of lettuce, though, I wind up wasting it anyway. And yes, we're talking about lettuce on XM channel Lettuce 107. People are like, what?
They're like, this is
program?
Rock star content, people.
Hey, that's what gets the ratings. Mood. Yeah, I just didn't know how far you guys went. Because so I got home and Wylene had said that the lettuce is bad. I'm like, it's impossible, right? Because she eats a salad every day at lunch.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, that's impossible. Then I opened it up and it had brown edges and all that stuff. And I was like, well, you could still eat that. Right.
When it had been bought.
Yeah. It went like 2 days ago. Yeah. It was quick. So I ended up tossing it. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Make salads for your wife?
No.
Like, does she meal prep?
No, she doesn't. She just eats a salad at lunch every day.
What's on her salads?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever vegetables she wants to put on, carrots and stuff. Maybe cucumbers. I don't know. Welcome to Lettuce Talk.
Well, we're just saying you're usually very dialed into her diet.
Exactly.
Well, no, that depends.
You usually have a finger on the pulse.
All the cooking in the house, Molly. I'm sorry. We're a loving couple that take care of each other.
We've never found a blind spot.
No, you
I'm
did today.
Surprised.
You did today.
Do your homework. Due diligence. Find out what that lady has on her salad. Is she like a chopped salad kind of gal? Like, is she putting cheese and eggs?
No.
And all sorts of other stuff?
She doesn't do that.
Olives.
Isn't that funny, though, that we buy?
No
so,
olives.
Like, you're buying it and you're not making yourself a salad. We're buying it to make tacos.
Yeah.
Taco. I wanted to make lettuce wraps the other night.
What happened?
But I punted. I just made taco meat because I didn't feel like getting all the ingredients together, and I knew nobody would eat it but me. So I was just like, whatever.
Have you ever made, because Party loves to cook and experiment.
Yeah.
Egg rolls?
Yes.
Done egg rolls. But
love them.
I do the...
It's a little labor intensive, but dude.
You know what you should do is the egg roll bowl. I'm sorry, we're talking about food.
Here we go.
You ever do the egg roll bowl? You take all the ingredients you would put in an egg roll and just do it in a bowl. It's fantastic.
That and then like what? Like, exciting, and then use though. Chips as like.
No, I just use a fork or whatever. You like a salad. I guess you call it an egg roll salad. I don't know. It's good.
But
though.
I mean, like the wonton covering, the crisp is what's so great about it.
I know. I'm with you.
That's the big part of getting that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Took
I know.
All the-
I just do things differently sometimes. I like to experiment. I'm surprised Molly judged so well, and you live in a dining community in your house where you make
order.
Everybody separate meals. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, order up.
Order up. Ding, 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 ding.
No, I'm saying for me, the whole attraction of that, like, in a bowl would be then, like, you have wonton crisps that you would use as, like, it almost be like nachos.
Yeah,
that's
like
what
nachos.
I'm saying. Like, it would be like, or like a salad where, you know, like, you get those wonton strips and you kind of toss it in. Because I would need that crunch. Like, that would be my thing.
Okay.
That's why I was surprised when you said no. I just thought maybe that would be like a little like, and then for a fun garnish, fry myself like up some wonton.
When does the family menu usually get put out, Molly, in the household?
We don't have a menu. We go meal by meal.
So kids come home from school and they put out?
Yes.
Wow.
So usually.
But you shop every day, accordingly.
I shop every day.
Yeah.
So I'll usually ask.
That's what we should be doing, Jeff. Maybe it'd be less waste.
So I usually shop. I shop
every
order.
Day.
No, that's the worst way because you're not planning ahead.
You
wind up buying more ingredients than you need.
But if you, instead of buying ahead, say you just bought per meal, say you wanted an avocado.
You're
instead
supposed
of
to
getting,
meal plan.
Yeah.
And then you go.
I've never been good at meal planning. Never been a good meal planner that way. I tried
You would be stretching it out. That head of lettuce is going to go for Taco Tuesday. And then on Thursdays, we're going to make this, right?
No, but like,
all your different
then I throw everything
stretch
away.
That beef out.
But the thing is that beef. I'm a food person. And I think part of the reason I can't meal plan is that, like, I don't know what I'm going to be hungry for that day. And I'm not the kind of person where it's like, well, I said I was going to eat tacos, so I'm going to eat tacos. Like, I'm the person where
tacos.
I'm like, no, I want a sandwich.
Is that
today.
Just the new norm, though? So, I mean, because that's the life I live. When you live alone, you shop that way, which is chaotic.
Yes.
Because you just target hunt your, I'm going to go get the food I want now.
Yep.
I thought the family unit breaks all that down. We all got to eat together. But I guess... Is that kind of gone anymore? Like a lot of my nieces and nephews, they all eat their own meals.
They all eat their own meals because everybody's going a million different directions. I mean, it was during COVID we had family meals because it was like, where else were you going?
Whatever happened to family style?
Style.
We're going.
I can't say S anymore now, by the way.
Family style.
Holy smokes. Holy smokes style.
My daughter likes it when we have family meals.
Well, I'm sure.
She likes it?
Yeah,
she does like it.
It is.
But doesn't that affect the ability
to
sit down and share stories and talk while we're all having the same? Because, you know, when everybody's eating their own food, it's hard to hit the table at the same time.
It is.
Maybe I need to do that this weekend. I feel bad now.
Now I feel bad.
We weren't shaming.
Okay, shame. Shame. Beautiful things that I've got. Yeah, it's Benson Boone right there.
Yeah, you're
dreading coming out of this song.
You're like, I don't wanna let's hear about his
Molly,
fan club.
I wasn't listening and I looked down and I saw that was playing and I went, oh God.
So he came off half shirt and you're saying crop top.
It's crop top. So I didn't know that.
Is a crop top a half shirt, Molly?
I mean, a crop top, to me, a crop top is, I don't know. I guess they could be both. My daughter just got a crop top and I thought my husband was going to die.
Because she got to show off the stomach. The stomach has been in.
Yes. So it's the stomach. So this was, she went shopping with her girlfriends. They all went shopping together. She took her own money and she came home and she had a crop top and shredded up jean shorts.
Oh boy.
And I thought,
I thought Peter
was going to.
Yes.
Well, he didn't know that she bought it for herself. He thought I bought it for her. And he's like, why are you buying these clothes for her? I was like, hold up. Take notes. Your daughter went shopping and these are the clothes she picked out for herself. He just blanched. He's like, no.
I watched that documentary on Shania Twain. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And you remember, she was controversial because she showed her midriff.
Oh, I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, like they didn't want to play her music videos. That's she was showing her midriff. Like she was ahead of Britney. And I think yeah, it comes I in mean, these waves of like when the midriff is in. And it's definitely in now, but party's saying how dudes are doing it.
Dudes are
doing
it.
To party. We couldn't find the internet to back it up.
We had to
but
really
he must
turn.
Have had a fever dream where it was all over the internet.
I hate you. Maybe I'm going to, I'm always looking for a new, you know, I'm always reinventing my attire. You know, maybe
go
that's
ahead,
one.
Show off that midriff.
Why well, what not? You need to bring back, what you need to, it's not even bring back, it's creating.
Yeah, yeah.
Midriff crop tops for dad bods.
Okay. They exist.
Why not, right?
I where would they know. Exist? Like maybe somebody in a lawn crew, a plumber?
Yeah, I've seen them. I mean, okay, out there. Then.
It's
like
probably
in the
not a midriff. It's just a shirt that doesn't fit anymore.
That's what I was about to say. It's not intentional.
Maybe
it's
I will.
Sort of an act of like, this is my favorite T-shirt.
I have
you're
an
like,
idea.
Well,
so you know we have tons of T-shirts. And remember, I said I have all these T-shirts, like 50 of them that I threw in the other room. And if I decided if I never even wear one of them, they all go to the you know open door mission wherever I'm going to go. I can redesign those things. I just now thought I can just cut them all into midriffs.
Where are you going to wear them though? In the backyard?
No.
To work?
To work.
Come on.
I don't think you're brave enough. So brave.
I don't think you'll do it.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Big Party Show. Ooh, I guess I'm selfish. Show 94.1. All right. Good morning to you, friends. Friends and family. Hey, real quick. Just want to give a shout out, some love out to Richard and Don. I have to get a new air conditioner. They came out and took care of everything quickly. Checking out the damage and whatever it is. I'm just blown away how long air conditioners can last. This thing's like 17, 18 years old. I don't think it's like that anymore. But yeah, they're super, they're radio fans. So yeah, I figured I'd give them some. I'm thinking, good.
Well, it always lasts forever when you're getting the new one. They're like, I know this is painful now. Uh-huh.
But it's going to be a million years before you have to get another one. You're like, it better be.
You're never going to have to see a guy like me ever again.
Like, I'm with you, hoping.
Man. It's a hard pill to swallow when it's something like that.
Well, how long did the old one last?
17 years. 17 years. But yeah, I know they last longer, I think.
Think how much
but
wear
you gotta
and tear
get it serviced.
The old AC takes anymore.
Yeah.
In the how hot summers get.
Yes, that's what we were talking about because this past summer, there's a couple times where that air conditioner didn't stop running for, you know, 3-4 days because it was so hot.
I bet you there's know. Parts of the country that didn't even have big AC industries
mm-hmm.
that have moved north.
Oh, dude, you know what? It's funny you said that.
You know,
that.
With the way the climate's...
Yeah. We were talking similar to that, and he said this winter was a weird winter with heating because of the temperatures fluctuating up and down. It was messing up heaters left and right because they adjust
really?
Somehow. Yeah, they've come... Heaters and air conditioners are a lot different than they were, you know.
He's like, I'll be honest with you. Man, I hate to say this, but we might want to take a look at your heater. You know what? This will be the last time we ever have a conversation about that, too.
You're like, uh-huh. Yep.
You don't want me out here next December.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, they will be, but yeah.
When's it get in?
Tomorrow morning. All-day process. I was even blown away. Because think about this. It stopped. It's not that it's not working. There's just no Freon. There's a leak in there. So just blowing in warm air left and right. So that's why the heat, that's why it's always hot in there. And I'm always like, it's hot. So yeah, it's like an all day process of replacing a whole air conditioner. Should be fun to watch. I'm going to be that guy that pops up a chair and sits right next to him.
Nothing like watching a real man go to work.
Exactly. While you sit there, they're like
sipping on tequila.
I'm sure they love that.
Two different like, industries. If those two fellas came in here and watched what we do, they would be like, I could do that right now. I could do what they do.
Hey, when I was painting.
But you can't do what I do.
When I was painting, and I'd, you know, a long time ago, and I'd paint, you know, resident homes, whatever the case is, you'd always run into that person that would sit there in the middle of the room in a chair and watch the whole time and feel like they need to hold conversation. Oh my God. That's why I like doing it sometimes because it's so annoying. Yeah, pure joy.
I watched a
pure joy.
I watched a Facebook post yesterday of our buddy Tom Cena.
Uh-huh.
Because he cuts hair and he was doing some beautician conference.
Okay.
and he was doing a woman's hair in front of a whole room of people.
Which is pretty cool.
Wouldn't be something you would think me and Party would watch.
But I was riveted.
We're friends with Tom, and I'm like, he had like the Madonna headset on. I'm like, what is he doing? And so I'm watching the clip, and I thought, I've never seen him at work before.
Oh, you're right.
Remember, he's a really good stylist?
Yeah, we've never...
And so I was like, that's got to be some pressure, not just for him. Like, the lady, she's getting her hair done in front of everyone, and he's like... breaking it down, and then the camera pans, and all these people are just watching. Riveted.
Yeah, that is interesting because I've never seen
someone watching you do your work.
Yes. But that would be hard because you have to talk. Like, Molly, when you get your hair did, isn't it that you have to have conversation, right?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, but they like, no, they follow your vibe. I mean, I'm seeing my stylist today. I mean, and sometimes it's a chat session, and other times, like, I'm returning emails or texts or reading
working?
Or doing whatever.
See.
Yeah, I'm working. Yeah, like I'm multitasking while I'm...
The lesson I had learned back when I would still go to the Supercuts and not just buzz it was don't read a magazine. You need to keep conversation going with them and looking at what they're doing because if you lose yourself in a magazine, you look up, they whack your hair.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Remember? They would always...
Do I remember?
You know, you're just kind of going, listen to them talk. Here's your reading, Sports Illustrated. And then like, okay, I'm done. And you look up and you see them teasing it. Like, they're like, what did I do? And they're like, do you want some gel?
Yeah. And then
like,
you put
the hat
on.
Did I come in with gel?
That was so long ago.
Because they're like, what have I done?
Yeah, I know. But
don't look away. You better watch what you're doing.
Don't look away. All right. That's a little Houdini action for you. All right, by Dua Lipa.
I just hear Cash Me.
Cash
Me on the outside.
Cash Me on the outside. today's going to be a wind one, so be careful with your fires, whatever, however that works. But
no fires.
Yeah,
there should be zero fires.
Yeah, zero fires.
Flick your cigarette out the window or anything like that.
Yeah, this would be a day if you lived on, is it Maple? It's always Maple between 120th and 108th.
Corridor there.
There's like an apartment fire on a day like this. I'm not wishing anything. No voodoo, but somebody throws a cigarette.
Don't do it. It is fascinating how many cigarette butts are on the cement, you know, when you, I mean, notice that when you stop at a deal. I mean, that is like littering.
There's been a ton of fires, though, lately, so it's got to be how dry it is. Obviously, they're saying it's dry, and then the wind.
Yeah.
This is Public Service Announcement Radio.
Yes, it is.
They always say it's a no-burn warning. Again, who burns?
I don't know. I don't burn.
When you got to have a farm.
Maybe.
And then you've been, what, clearing... old trees and stuff, and you just got a pile of stuff you got to burn.
Or the cigarette. I guess that could do it, too. But, all right, so be careful. It's going to be windy. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day. It's Thursday. Do yourself good. Big Party Show. The Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.